Lily, I thank the Lord that we gather here to study His words.
那我们今天早晨用耶利米书第一章，四节到十一节，耶利米受召的一个叙述来查考。
And this morning, I'd like to study the calling of Jeremiah, recording for Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 11.
当然，我们在圣经里头可以看到神选召他的仆人来执行他的工作的叙述。
From the Bible, we can see the description of God's calling of His workers.
最著名的有他的典型性，就是摩西跟这个耶利米的选召。
And one of the classic calling is the calling of Moses and Jeremiah.
当然，从耶利米书可以看到，他如何的应对神的选召所说出的话，以及他所接受的使命。
From the book of Jeremiah, we can see how Jeremiah responded to the calling of God.
但是今天早晨我们来学习两点，就从神的选召以及那耶利米的回应当中，我们学到几个重要的教训。
And this morning, we'd like to learn two important teachings from the calling of God and how Jeremiah responded to God's calling.
第一个，我们知道先知的位份。
And first, we know the status, the role of a prophet.
以及他的语言称为先知的预言或说预言。
The languages of prophet becomes a prophecies.
Prophesy.
Or the prophesy.
那这个说预言就是说传达神的话语。
To prophesy means to deliver the will and words of God.
所以你常常在圣经看到说预言说预言。
So often in the Bible, you will see the word to prophesy.
那就是说传授神的话语。
And that is delivering the message of God.
当然也有预指到将来要成就的事情。
And prophecies also foretell things to come in the future.
那就是属于这个预说将来发生的事。
And those are prophesying things of the future.
那这个就是不是，那是专门指着有特别事件的时候。
And those are especially when something significant will happen.
不然的话，就是说先知说预言，就是说先知的语言传达神的旨意。
So whenever a prophet prophesies, they will deliver the will and message of God.
那这个被神差遣就成为神的先知。
The one sent by God will become His prophet.
那我们明白这先知跟说预言在历史的定位以后。
After we understand the definition of the prophet and prophecy.In the Old Testament.
那我们从耶利米他的受召当中
From the calling of Prophet Jeremiah.
我们现在来念一下
Let us read the verses.
那当然他把他的出身呢，就是他属于那个亚纳图城的祭司的家族说出来
He here describes his birth and where he came from.
然后他所被召的那个年代
And the year which he was called.
那等于说就是公元前627到626以前公元前的事。
So it was about 627 to 626 BC.
那就是将近到那巴比伦要第一次围攻第二次毁灭的这样的一个历史危机。
It was till the time when the first besiegement of Babylon.
那我们从第四节看起。
Let's read from verse 4.
那神就说了，请看第五节。
Verse five，
我还没有将你造在肚腹当中，已经晓得你，就是认得你。你没有出母胎，我就分别你为圣。这里说神预先知道，预先预定要分他，分别他成为神所用的。归神为圣的人。
And here God foreknew and had already ordained him as a prophet.
然后呢，要差遣他做列国的先知。
And to ordain him as a prophet to the nations.
所以说，神先认定，先分别，然后差遣他。
So God first formed him, sanctified him, then ordained him.
然后你从第六节看到这个耶利米，好像摩西一样的，他有就 initial hesitancy， 就是说他有点。接受使命的时候，他这样推辞，
so、verse,
这样的犹豫着。
So in verse 6, we can see how Jeremiah, like Moses, he had this initial hesitance.
当然这也是人的不足跟软弱，不敢应对神的呼召。
And surely this is a lacking in a nature of man that we dare not to respond to God's calling.
就像摩西说，我拙口笨舌不能说什么话。
Just like Moses said, I'm dumb in my lips, I cannot speak any words.
耶利米就说，我不知道怎么说。
And here Jeremiah said, I do not know what to say.
何况他还年轻，没有什么经验。
For I am a youth of no experience.
那就像摩西一样，神也说，我就叫亚伦当你的口舌。
Just like how God said to Moses, and Aaron will become your lips.
你手中拿的拐杖成为你的权柄，神的权柄的昭告。
And the staff in your hand will become a manifestation of God's calling and power.
神跟他 同在，赐能力给他。
And God was with him and gave him strength.
那同样道理，在这个第七节，神也就说
，In the same manner, in verse 7, God said,
你不要说你年轻，你没有经验。
And do not say I am a youth.
其实他从祭司家庭出生的。
In fact, he was born from a household of priests.
那他要受神的差遣。
And he was to be sent by God.
所以神说，我差你到哪儿，你就到哪儿。
So for you shall go to all to whom I send you.
就是说他差遣他行走啊，到达一个目标。
If God sent him to a certain destination.
然后第二点说，我吩咐你的话，你就说什么。
Secondly, God said, whatever I command you, you shall speak.
就是说神的话语，我们一本呢就原原本本的这样的传说。
And that we will speak God's teachings and words, in the whole truth.
然后第三点就是神说你不要惧怕。
Thirdly, God said to him, do not be afraid.
因为神要跟你同在。
Because I shall be with you.
所以你就可以看到这个都是先知受造的叙述当中一个典型的一个表示。
So we can see this is a classic response of the prophet to God's calling.
神要你说，但要你到哪，要你说什么。
God will tell you where to go, what to speak.
你应该去。
Then you ought to do it.
应该说。
Ought to say it.
然后你不要惧怕。
And then you do not be afraid.
不要说你自己的学浅才疏或者经验不够或太年轻。
And don't ever say we're young, we're of little knowledge and experience.
因为你要学习，神要跟你同在。
Because you need to learn the fact that God will be with you.
你要长进的。
Then you need to grow.
所以你不要惧怕。
So don't be afraid.
我要跟你同在，要拯救你。
For I will be with you and deliver you.
然后呢，请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
这常常在先知叙述当中一个很重要的一个象征动作。
And so this is a symbolic action in the description of prophets.
神就叫神就手按着耶利米的口。
Lord put forth his hand and touched the mouth of Jeremiah.
象征的动作，用动作来代表神。要给他语言。
And this is a symbolic action, symbolizing how God will give Jeremiah his words.
像以后的以西结，神在异象中叫他把书卷的吃下去。
And likewise, later to Ezekiel, God commanded him to devour, to eat, swallow his scripture.
然后他腹中会觉得很苦，因为是要接受见据的任务。
And he may feel bitter in his stomach.
然后觉得非常甘甜。
But later he will feel this sweetness.
那得到力量就出去到那个很悖逆的以色列家去传告传神的警告。
And after he gained the strength, he shall go out to the house of Israel to preach God's warnings.
那是以西结先知的叙述。
And that is the description of prophet Ezekiel.
那在这个耶利米这里。
As for Jeremiah.
请看第十节。
That's read verse 10.
他的位份是什么呢？
So what was his status?
我今天立你耶利米在列邦列国之上。
And today, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms.
那以下这句话就是本书的主要的神学的字眼，就是道理的字眼。
And so what follows is a theological term or the wordings of this book.
也就是要彰显神在那个历史时期的这个作为。
And that is to manifest God's work and doings in the historical period.
神要针对列邦，包括以色列或者犹大或者以前的以色列的这样的一个的旨意，或者他的要行使的审判，或者要拯救的一个作为。
This was God's work, God's will, and God's judgment over the nations and kingdoms.
那十八这个第十节
，verse ten，
就要拔出，要拆毁，要毁坏，要倾覆。
To root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down.
所以说，你到以色列或到犹大。以及列国当中，神的旨意就是要施行这个公义的审判。
Whether to the kingdom of Israel or to the kingdom of Judah, God's will was to exercise His judgment.
那百姓会因为罪，因为辜负神，或者是他们行社会的不法不义的事，神要拔出，要倾覆，要毁坏。
And the people, because they have fallen short of God's glory, they will be rooted out, they will be pulled down, they will be destroyed and thrown down.
那这是从消极方面来的。
And this is from a very passive point
of view. 那从正面方面来讲。
But from a positive point of view.
因为神的慈爱拯救。
Because of God's mercy and His salvation.
因为神是守约施慈爱的神。
Because God is a faithful God who keeps His covenant.
所以对他所神所喜悦的对那些守命爱神的，就要建立栽植。
Then to all those who are righteous, who keep His commandment and love God, He shall build and plant them.
所以我们在查经的方面，这一节就要说为什么在耶利米书里头重要。
So in terms of Bible study, we need to understand why this verse is so important in the book of Jeremiah.
其实，在十八章。
In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 18,
在二十四章
chapter 24,
还有三十一章
and chapter 31,
四十五章
and chapter 45,
有新查考把这些字眼或这些神的作为都浮现出来的。
If you study closely, then you can see the manifestation and wordings of God appearing in these chapters.
用这句话也表示神在历史上有他公义的彰显，有他的慈爱的拯救。
And this phrase also manifests God's righteous judgment and His merciful saving.
所以任何一个国家或者说包括神的选民，他也要面对神的公义跟神的慈爱。
Therefore all nations including the kingdoms, the people of God shall face the judgment and mercy of God.
所以读这节经文的时候，让人做历史的一个醒思。
When we read this verse, we need to have a reflection on the history.
对照神这个活泼有力的这样的旨意怎么彰显在今天的这个世界跟教会当中。
And compared to how this living and living will of God is manifested in His churches today.
好，我们就念到这里。
So we will stop here.
那我们就要学习 从这个讲四节到十一节里头有什么重要教训。
So let us learn the important teachings from verse 4 to 11.
第一点我们可以说，那是神的预定。
First of all, we can say this is the predestination of God.
因为他刚才说还没有在你出生以前就已经立，又分别你为圣，而且派你做列国的先知。
For here it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations.
那换句话说，神已经早就预定了。
And in another word, God had predestined this.
这个预定当然是一个预先的安排。
Predestination is an arrangement that was made beforehand.
因为我们不要把这个放在绝对的命定论混在一谈，混为一谈。
And we don't say this is an absolute arrangement.
这个是一个，这个不是机械性的和宿命性的说预定就是预定了。
And so this is not something robotic where we say if it is it, then this is.
但神就已经这样安排他做那列国的先知。
But here God has already preordained him as a prophet to the nations.
这种神的预定啊，在先知书里头可以非常的突出。
And these type of predestinations are often seen in the book of the prophets.
我们来看一节以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
请看四十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 49.
就看一节到第六节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 6.
请看这个神的仆人。
Now let us look at the servant of God.
请注意一下，在以赛亚书里头有四段有关神的仆人之歌。
And there are four passages, four chapters, four segments in Isaiah that records the song of the servant of God.
我们通常叫做 servant song, 哈。
好，
那就简单说，就是在42章的一节到九节。
So one is recorded in chapter 42, verse 1 to 9.
再来49章的一节到六节。
Chapter 49, verse 1 to 6.
以后呢，我们还在从50章的四节到九节，或到10节、11节。
And we're chapter 50, verse 1 to 9 or 11.
那这个最后的52章的最后一节到53章的12节。
And lastly, in chapter 53.
请有心查考，就把这四段拿出来，是神仆人之歌。
If you have the heart to study, you can study these four servant songs.
那看它的主旨是什么。
And we can look at what the theme is.
好，那我们现在就来看49章。
So let's turn to chapter 49.
第一节，神就说，我出母胎，神就选召我。
And the Lord has called me from the womb.
那就他提醒，他就提出我的名字。
And he has made a mention of my name.
那神给他有先知的这种能力。
And God had given him the power of a prophet.
因为他刀，那这个快刀的刺的这个口。
And because he has a mouth like a sharp sword.
能够非常锐利的那个剑。
And a very sharp, polished shaft.
让神把他藏在他的剑袋当中。
And God hid him in his quiver.
然后最重要就是说，你是我的仆人。
And most importantly, God said, "You are my servant."
然后再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
自从那他就说，自从我出母胎，他就选我，造就我做他的仆人。
And here says, "Who formed me from the womb to be his servant?"
那使雅各归向他。
And to bring Jacob back to him.
那使以色列能够到他那儿来聚集。
And so that Israel is gathered to him.
那就有复兴的信息在底下，众支派要复兴。
Another message is that I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord.
那当然，这个第二个以赛亚是包括他们被巴比伦以后 有波斯帝国出现，那很多人要回归重建的时期。
And the time of Isaiah is after Babylon, many people were to return from the captivity in the reign of Persia.
在波斯王朝的开始。
And that was the beginning of the kingdom of Persia.
那这个仆人就担任着说，他是以色列，就是以色列要做外邦人的光。
And here the servant says the Israel shall be the light to the Gentiles.
也借着这以色列民和犹大民从国外回来重建圣殿，复兴信仰。
And to the returning, to build the temple of God and restoration of their faith.
这是一个非常不平凡的时代。
And this is this is not an ordinary generation.
那神就选召他做他要传话的一个仆人。
So God chose Isaiah to become his servant.
那当然对以色列的百姓的复兴信息。
And he was to deliver messages to the returning and restoration of the Israelites.
对外邦人知道神有大作为的时候，也认识神。
When the Gentiles understood the great work of God, they also came to know God.
所以四十九章的六节跟以前的四十二章六节都一个很重要一句话。
So Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6 has a very important phrase.
四十二章六节也是一样。
Chapter 42 verse 6.
所以我们记得四十二点六、四十九点六，就意思就是说做外邦人的光的信息。
So you must remember in 42 chapter 6 or 49 verse 6 that they must is a message of becoming a light to the Gentiles.
把它记起来。
So remember this.
那当然做外邦人的光是很重要的一个使命的。
So being a light to the Gentiles is a very important
commission. 因为雅各或者说以色列民他不再保守自己。
For Jacob, the Israelites no longer preserve themselves.
借着他们的重建复兴，连外邦人都要认识神，也归向神。
And through the restoration of faith and to their prospering, the Gentiles came to know God.
那神就预定这个第二以赛亚跟当代的这些先知来执行这个使命的。
And so God predestined and ordained Isaiah to exercise to carry out his commission.
所以这神的仆人地位非常突出，非常重要。
The status of a servant of God is very important.
那我们现在再看另一个例子。
So let us look at another example.
请看加拉太书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
这是跟罗马书相当有道理，有系统道理的这样的陈述。
And this has a very similar description as that of the book of Romans.
有关律法跟恩典。
Pertaining to the law and mercy and grace.
这是很重要的主题。
And these are important topics.
那我们来看一章的十五节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 15.
他在述说，保罗在述说他的出身。
Here Paul described his birth and his education.
他说他的长进在哪？
And he said,
在十四节那里。
In verse 14, he says,
那在十五节就重要说出一句话了。
In 15, he said,
那把我从父某母胎里头分别出来，又施恩选召我的神。
And who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace.
那换句话说，选召摩西或者耶利米和其他先知的这位神。
And another way means this God who also called Moses and other prophets.
那在新约时代也把保罗分别出来。
In the New Testament time, this God also sanctified Paul.
然后施恩选召他。
And gave him grace and called him.
那还重要就把神的儿子耶稣基督他的十字架的道理就启示给他。
And more importantly, to reveal to him the gospel, the saving gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们在阅读其他的新约书信。
When we read the other New Testament books.
尤其保罗书信。
Especially the epistles of Paul.
那保罗他算是受神很重要的这个位份。
And Paul has been entrusted this very important status from God.
但是他常常自己觉得他是神很卑微无用的仆人。
But he often regarded himself as a lowly, unworthy servant of God.
他需要有主跟他同在。
He needed God's abidance.
所以他有时候也会说，我不配，在罪魁当中，我是在罪人当中，我是罪首。
Often he said, I am the head of all sinners.
然后神的慈爱来赦免他。
And it was God's grace that came and forgave him.
来选召他。
That chose him.
那成为这当代很重要的叫做外邦人福音的使者。
And that became a very important messenger to the Gentiles.
就是神选召新约的保罗。
And God elected the Paul in the New Testament.
那你再想一想选民的集体。或者是保罗的个人。
If you think of an entity of the Israelites as a whole or individual like Paul,
都有神就预先安排在施恩要选召。
And it was in grace that God had predestined and chose them before time.
所以选召对于一个特定的目的。
So calling have a special purpose.
在以赛亚书的四段仆人之歌。
And the four servant songs in Isaiah.
都描写神就要他来。 传出神要选召他目的在哪儿?
They described the purpose as to why God had called them.
那我们突出一个字眼, 就要做外邦人的光。
And one important phrase is that they were to be light to the Gentiles.
就是要把从前他们很固守, 会这样局限的, 这样的自己以为是神的选民, 是神, 但是神也要把恩典给别人。
That they need to remove that old concept of them as the chosen ones of God. Now they need to spread the light of God to the Gentiles.
那这个仆人可以贡献到这个家国, 就是以色列选民家国的信仰的重建。
And the servant can contribute to the restoration of their kingdom of God.
所以有复兴, 神的拯救, 神的怜悯。
So there's a restoration, there is a, the mercy and the salvation of God.
所以大家投入非常热烈的这个重建的工作, 信仰复兴的工作。
So everyone will devote themselves into this work of restoration.
那至于这个保罗,
As for Paul,
你要是看他的出身,
if you look at his birth,
可以说是当代的一个学者文士,
we can see he was a scholar of that generation.
那神有选召他的特定目的,
and God had a special purpose for choosing him.
因为他在这个大地中海的希腊化文化, 罗马帝国的天下,
because during that time in the great Roman Empire,
就要脱离到本来只在这耶路撒冷, 耶路撒冷为中心的犹太人的世界。
So he was to come back to to Jerusalem.
要扩大到这个外邦。
And from there, to expand to all Gentile lands.
所以他要当做一个引进的工作。
So he was to be the frontier.
所以他可以做三次的这个传道的宣道的旅行。
In his lifetime, he made three missionary trips.
那是从他跟其他 未著名的同工。
And with him and other unnamed workers.
神就预定他们把这个福音传遍到 欧亚非的边缘地带了。
And God had predestined how they were to preach the gospel to the borders.
好, 那这样看起来, 我们就知道, 做仆人, 神的选召, 神就早就预定了。
So you can see, as a servant of God, God has long predestined their calling.
那对我们来说, 我们只能非常的感谢。
But for us, we can only give thanks.
我们呢请看 以弗所书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
再看清楚一点, 这以弗所一章。
Let us look more closely at Ephesians chapter 1.
请看第五节,
verse 5.
有一个预定。
And here's a predestination.
请看到第九节, 第八节那里,
let us read till
第九节,
verse 9.
预定的美意。
And this is predestined, a purpose.
那请看十一节,
3 verse 11.
有照他旨意所预定的。
And predestined according to the purpose of him.
所以你可以看出这个, 这第一章里头就有三次讲到神早先 很早以前就预备好了。
Here three times in chapter 1 we can see how God had long predestined his good will.
我们虽然一直在翻 predestined, 就不要坠入到 Calvinistic 的那个 predestination 那个 idea, 就不要坠入到说 一次得救永远得救。
So when we say predestination, don't be confused with this Calvinistic predestination, which means you're saved once and for all.
因为这个应该是一个有机械性的命定论, 不是mechanical determinism.
And because this is not a mechanical determinism.
乃是一个有动力的,有弹性的。
Rather, it is a lively, a flexible one.
那就是说神按照人的作为, 他虽然是预定了, 他可以调整他的旨意。
And that means even though God had predestined his will, but he is flexible to change his will.
那这个就在福音书或者生命记里头都很清楚。
And these are clearly found in the gospel books or the book of Revelation.
那不管如何, 就神早就预备几样的好事, 美好的属灵福气。
And regardless, God has predestined these good purpose and good grace.
第五节到七节说, 我们要得神儿子的儿女的名分。
And from verse 5 to verse 7 says, we will adopt the sonship of God.
那这个重要的关键在我们借着爱子的血,
and the key lies in that through the blood of his beloved son,
得蒙救赎,
and that we are redeemed and saved.
所以在新约的救赎, 这个字眼是跟耶稣基督的宝血赦罪有关系。
Therefore, redemption in the New Testament has to do with the blood, washing of the blood of Christ.
所以说, 这里说, 神预定我们, 早在创世以前就预定我们, 相信认识相信 借主的宝血赦罪。
And that is before the creation of the world, God has predestined that through the washing of His blood, we shall be saved.
然后呢，我们称为神儿女了。
And that we have gained the sonship of His of God.
那第二段的道理就是说，神预定我们神跟人，人跟人在基督里合一的一的这样的重要性。
And the second point is that through predestination, we're united between God and God and man and man.
就是在第二章跟第四章呢。说得很清楚。
And this is described in chapter 2 and 4.
那神也预定我们。
God also predestined to us.
就是说我们得圣灵。
That we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们非常感谢神。
So we truly thank God.
就像耶利米被选召，保罗被神分别为圣。
Just as Jeremiah was called and Paul sanctified to become a Gentile, a prophet to the Gentiles.
被神预定来成为神儿女。
We have also been predestined by God to become His children.
在教会神人跟人跟人的合一。
And to be united with, in the church between God and man and man and man.
一种和解、和睦、和好、平安的这样的享受。
And that we are reconciled, we can live in peace and harmony.
然后呢，我们要得圣灵。
And that we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
要成圣，要长进。
To be sanctified and to grow.
这个是我们看的神预定的美妙。
And this is the wonderful will in God's predestination.
那从耶利米书里头，我们可以学第二样的道理。
The second teaching we can learn from the book of Jeremiah.
就是说，我就早就认识你，提你的名，这个认识这个字眼。
And that is, I had known you, and I have spoken of your name.
我们要是读那个钦定版 KJV 的圣经，
if you read the KJV version of the Bible,
那你会看到这个认识有非常亲密的这个夫妻的这样的用语。
And you can see the word known is a very intimate relationship as that of a husband and wife.
那所以说你可以看到神跟他选召的百姓和选民有一种非常亲密的这种关系。
So we can see this very intimate relationship between God and His chosen people.
当然这要从属灵方面来看。
Of course, we need to look at this from the spiritual point of view.
从耶利米书大概三四个地方，比如说十六章、二十三章、四章那里。
And so from different chapters in the book of Jeremiah,
都提到说耶和华真神是以色列的丈夫。
It mentions how the Lord, the God of Israel, is the husband to Israel.
所以说他是丈夫，他是父亲，父兄。
And God is a husband, He's a father, He's a brother.
但是先知书跟新约或者启示都强调一点。
But the prophetic books and Revelation emphasize only one point.
这神跟人的神跟选民最亲密的表现。
And that the most reflection of the relationship between God and His people.
就是说神是他的门，这他们的神。
And that is God is their people.
那他们是神的子民。
They are God's people, and God they are.
所以这个关系，这个关系一定要想，要建立得很清楚。
So you must understand this relationship well.
这样的话，在神认识你，你认识神。
And by this, God knows you, and you know God.
所以我们看以西结书三十六章那里，三十七章那里。
If you look at Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37,
那里都有一句话说，叫说要怎么如何得到神这样的眷爱。建立很密切的关系。
So in order to gain the favor and love of God, you must build up this intimate relationship with Him.
那就说，我们要做他的子民，他要做我们的神。
And that is, we shall be His people, and He our God.
那就是真正认识的真谛。
And that is when you have truly come to know Him.
那所以说，这用丈夫、父亲的身份。
So using the status of a father, a husband.
那做我们神，我们称为他的子民的我们。
And for us to become his children.
应该彼此认识。
And we ought to know each other.
就好像家庭里头的配偶或者父兄子女。
And just within a family, whether between spouses or parents and children.
神跟人的关系。
And compared to the relationship of God and man,
建立在这个非常清楚的认知认识。
And established upon this clear understanding.
那假定有这种非常亲密关系存在。
And so if this intimate relationship exists,
那你可以说是神是我的神，我是他的子民。
That you can say that God is my God and I am His child.
我是他贞洁的妻子。
Or I am His beloved wife.
他要我守约、专一、来忠诚。来侍奉他。
For he wants me to keep his covenant to be pure and await for his coming.
所以我们听了道理，看了圣经，应该检讨我们自己在神面前的位份。
And once we hear the teachings, we read the Bible, then we need to examine our status before God.
有时候我们问，我们真的认识神吗？
Sometimes we may ask ourselves, do we truly know God?
就也许概念上的。
Perhaps only in knowledge.
也许习惯口头上的。
Maybe it's only a habit or in our speech.
但是在属灵的位份上，属灵关系上，真的认知吗？真的认识吗
？But do we truly know him in the spiritual in the spiritual status？
好好检讨一下。
So we need to reflect.
有时候夫妻或者家庭或者甚至人跟人之间
，Sometimes between spouses within a family or between men and
men， 这种非常亲切、非常密切的这种认识。
And we, do we have this very close understanding?
真的使出来吗
？And do we truly know it?
再想一想这个道理。
So let us think about this.
那我们就把这个认识这个道理来想。
So let us think into this teaching of understanding.
当到达一个成熟、非常亲密的态度的时候，然后密度的时候。
When you have grown into a state of intimacy,
我们来看一个例子。
Let's turn to an example.
在创世纪十八章。
In Genesis chapter 18.
这是亚伯兰送神跟他的使者一程。送别的路上
And this is a farewell Abraham had with the messengers of God
那是神已经应许撒来但次一年要生的这长子
And here God has already promised him that Sarai, his wife, shall get birth in a year
而且呢神也是 要跟使者呢要往这个索多玛跟俄摩拉去观看
And here Abraham with the messengers were to go to Sodom and Gomorrah to
但是呢
see the cities.
在十八章这里
But in verse 18,
亚伯拉罕送使者们一程
And so here Abraham walked with the messengers.
那请看十七节
Let's read verse 17.
这圣经很难得的，尤其创世纪最突出的。
And so this is something very special in the book of Genesis.
我们英文叫 divine soliloquy。神的自白，神的独白。
So this is a divine soliloquy where God spoke.
他自己讲他的心意，然后用话语表现出来。
And God spoke His own will in the form of words.
那接着圣经我们可以查看到神怎么想。
And later in the Bible, we can also study what God was thinking and what He was to do.
你看那十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
我要做的事，难道可以瞒着亚伯拉罕吗
？And the Lord said, "Should I hide from Abraham what I am doing?"
亚伯拉罕将来要成为强大的国。
And since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation,
地上的万国要因他来得福气。
And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
请看十九节。
19.
我眷顾他是要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属。
For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him. And that they keep the weight of the Lord to do righteousness and justice.
使我应许亚伯兰的话或契约可以成就。
That the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
你看神非常就是赤诚的这样的坦白。
And God very sincerely spoke his mind.
把他心怀意念说出来。
And he had made clear his will and his mind.
第一个就好像跟我们说。
And just like in the beginning, he told us,
我们选被你们被选召
those of you who are chosen,
那神有目的的
and God has a purpose for you.
当然要借着我们神的国要复兴，要扩大
So through us, God's kingdom shall be expanded, shall be great.
但是最重要就像亚伯兰一样，要吩咐我们的众子
But most importantly, just as he said to Abraham, he shall command his descendants,
跟我们的眷属
his children and his household,
能够来注意一下，遵守我的道
so that they may keep the way of the Lord
就是爱神守道理
and that to love God and to keep his commandments
而且再看另外一个很重要的
another very important point
这个做人的原则
and the fundamental to being a man
你要秉公行义
and that is to do righteousness and justice
当然秉公行义还有神的怜悯都在一起了
you know, justice is righteousness and mercy of God comes together
假定把神的属性跟神的交托的事能够实行出来
if you're able to carry out the will and the purpose of God
那么神的应许
Then God's promise
就可以成就
shall be fulfilled.
表示对亚伯来说，这个迦南地或者以色列地跟他的众子孙。
So to Abraham, the land of Canaan and his descendants.
借着亚伯兰契约要成就。
And through the covenant of Abraham, they shall be fulfilled.
万国都要因为神的最初的选召，那得到福气。
All the nations through the predestined choosing of God, they shall be blessed.
所以亚伯拉罕跟我们一样，都有一个桥梁沟通的工作。
Abraham had just like us has a communication bridge.
不是只有
what he must do.
不是只有自我本位。
It's not just about himself.
他还要传授。还要固守，还要这样的扩大。
He needed to preserve, to pass down, and to expand.
所以这里可以看出，你看到神认识到这个地步的话。
So from here we can see if you have known God to this point.
神把心意昭告。
Then God will manifest His will and mind to you.
这个被眷爱的百姓啊，或者是选民，他也得到神啊的传授旨意。
And the children who are beloved by God shall receive God's will and His mind.
所以从这一点，我们就说，我们像亚伯兰也跟神啊走了一程。
From this point, we can say we're like Abraham. We have walked this path with God.
这个送别的诗啊，常常很感动人。
And the song of farewell is often very moving.
我们从唐诗可以看到很多的。
So from ancient Psalms, we can see this.
Tongue poems 啊，那这个那在圣经的送别可以看出来。
And we can also see this in the farewells in the Bible.
因为客人要走，主人愿意送他走。
When the guest is departing, the master is willing to send them off.
因为神已经显出他是什么样的目的。
For God has already manifested His purpose.
而且这个主人也尽他这个做东道的、做主人招待的本分了。
And the master has done his duty as the master.
啊，这是一个古代近东的一个非常有这个善待客人、接款待。的远路远客的一个诚意跟表现。
In the ancient times, in the Eastern nations, they have the duty of being hospitable to the guests.
那就在平凡的事件、平凡的爱心表现当中，神啊把他的心意给这位他所爱的亚伯拉罕。
So using an ordinary manifestation of hospitality, God manifested His will to Abraham.
所以从这一点我们可以学习。
From here, we can learn.
我们被神认识。
We have been known by God.
我们真的认识神。
But when we have truly known God,
那我们服侍神,
when we serve God,
也合他的心意,
we're according to His will,
那有他交托的这个要怎么重教训众子眷属啊，怎么能爱神守道,
with the commandments He had entrusted to us,
还有秉公行义,
and to do righteousness and justice.
那讲话神就说他要做什么，你就可以在灵里头可以参透了。
And then when God tells us what He wants us to do, then we shall understand in the Spirit.
所以我们常常在想说我们在追求神的事，然后神的心意。
We may often think that we are trying to understand the work of God and
His will. 在祷告当中，你有神的这个非常强烈的这个意念的浮现。
Or perhaps in our prayers we have this very strong manifestation of God's will.
那有时候有声音。
Perhaps there are voices.
有时候有神的话语，圣经的语言。
Or there's the appearing of God's words.
有时候圣灵在里头催促。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is urging us.
那有时候要叫你进入到属灵最深处的地方。
And He will lead us into the deepest point of the Spirit.
那我们就可以变成比跟神就在灵的深密处。来做很亲密的交通。
And there, in the deepest part of the spirit, we shall have an intimate communication with our Lord.
那在这个时候，神的旨意跟他作为，我们就可以豁然贯通。
And during that time, we'll have a full understanding of God's will and His purpose.
所以想一想，我们在属灵祷告生活当中。
So let us think about in our life of prayer.
就要脱离这种表面的、形式的、短暂的、肤浅的。
So we need to remove ourselves from everything that is temporary and superficial.
来达到是你真的认识神吗？
But to really reach that point to really know God.
你跟神是很密切的呢。
And to whether or not we are truly intimate with our
God.
好，
我们来看，最后来看两节当结论。
So lastly, let's turn to two verses for conclusion.
请看，撒母记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
Please. 请看撒母记上这个以利跟他的祭司家神怎么看待。
So turn to 1 Samuel to see how God looked at the household of Eli.
当然神说了一句话也值得我们重视的。
And God said something that is worth our attention.
请看第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
请看三十节。
Verse 30.
神请看二章三十节。
Chapter 2 verse 30.
因此前面的话我们省略。因此耶和华以色列神说，我曾经说你和你父家要永远行在我面前。
I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever.
现在我却说，我不容许你们这么行。
But now the Lord says, far be it from me.
因为尊重我的，我必尊重他。
For those who honor me, I will honor.
藐视我的，他必被藐视。
And those who despises me shall be lightly esteemed.
那为什么神不叫这以利跟他的家属来永远就长远的坐在神面前的祭司职呢？
And why would God not allow the household of Eli to serve him all the days of their life?
请看第二章的十二节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 12.
你看哦，他们两个儿子不孝， 是神眼中看为恶人。
The two sons of Eli were corrupt. They did what was evil in the eyes of God.
他们虽然服侍神、拜神，可是不认识神。
Though they were serving God, they did not know God.
所以神要弃绝他们。
So God was to forsake them.
那何况以利纵容他儿子。
And moreover, Eli tolerated his sons.
在以后他的日子。
In the latter days of his life,
这神的语言稀少，不常有默示。
And God's words rarely came upon him.
这个不认识神家属的人，算拜神，也不只是认识神。那最后呢，语言稀少，神不在那同在。
Even though they served God, but they did not know God, so in the end, God rarely spoke to them.
那神只好等着这个还年幼的这个撒母耳长大，来继承这。祭司的职分了。
God waited for the young Samuel to grow up to take up the role of a priest.
所以不认识神。
So not knowing God.
那就被神不认识。
Then God will not know you.
尊重神就被神尊重。
If you honor God, then God shall honor you.
我们再看另外一节。
Turn to another verse.
请看雅各书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书四章。
James chapter 4.
从第七节看起。
From verse 7.
所以你们要顺服神，要抵挡魔鬼。
Then therefore submit to God, resist the devil.
当然这个前面讲世俗跟神对抗。
And so here says the secular world is against God.
那么这个魔鬼也用世俗来当作一个武器来迷惑人，引诱人。
The devil uses the secular world as a shield against God.
那这个抵挡魔鬼，敌魔鬼就离开了。
So if you resist the devil and he will flee from you.
但是就在顺服神、认识神这个根基上建立的。
And but this is established upon the foundation of submitting yourself to God.
那第八节讲到神人之间这个相互关系 ，reciprocal， 这相互的关系。
Verse 8 mentions a reciprocal relationship
between
God and man.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
If you draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
那底下说，我们要洁净我们的手。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners.
我们要清洁我们的心。
And purify your hearts.
我们悲哀的说，要喜乐。
And let your laughter turn.
那我们在神面前变谦卑自卑。
And your joy to gloom and humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up.
这些生活的道理。
And these are teachings of our life.
那重点就是我们真的认识神，亲近神。
And the key is if you truly know God and draw near to him.
神就亲近我们。
Then God shall draw near to you.
所以你看，你爱谁，那人爱之，恒爱者，人恒爱之。就是说你常常爱人，人会爱你。
So in the same teaching, if you loved and loved men, then men will love you back.
那这个爱就好像路德的爱一样。
And this love must be like that of Ruth.
因为他们互相爱。
Because they love one another.
婆婆爱媳妇。
And the mother-in-law loves her daughter-in-law.
媳妇爱婆婆。
And daughter-in-law loves her mother-in-law.
波阿斯爱这个路德。
And Boaz loved Ruth.
也爱到全家。
And also loved her whole family.
那整个社团都非常欢喜快乐。
The entire group is filled with joy.
那你也看到这个拿达香膏一打破。
And when you see the alabaster jar of fragrance was broken.
愿福少章，那就整个这个香气就灌满了全屋。
And the whole fragrance filled the entire room.
因为他爱主的奉献，打破他自己，牺牲自己。
Because this sacrifice of love and sacrifice of herself.
献上最宝贵的香膏。
She offered up the most precious fragrance.
为主耶稣献上礼物了。
And she offered up this gift to Lord Jesus.
因为他跟这位献香膏的跟主耶稣有很相当密切。爱主的心。
Because a woman who offered up this jar of oil had a very close relationship with God.
所以说这种爱跟这神的亲近跟亲近神的气氛就充满了感动人的场面。
So this love had and warmth had filled and touched the hearts of men.
所以我们今天早上就查考到这儿。
So this will conclude our study this
morning. 耶利米先知受召。
The calling of Prophet Jeremiah.
等于我们被神选召。
And just like how we're called by God today.
那我们都有被神就是预先预定的。
All of us have been predestined by God.
要得神那从天上所预备的福分的。
And to receive this portion of blessings from God.
那他认识我们。
He has known us.
那他选召我们。
He has chosen us.
然后他差遣我们。
And he has sent us.
那你看，我们都有一个特定使命。
And all of us carry this special commission.
那在这种这神选召他跟施恩同在的时候，我们要建立非常亲密的关系。
During this time of grace, when God has chosen us, and we need to build up this intimate relationship with Him.
所以我们亲近神，神亲近我们。
So if we draw near to Him, then He shall draw near to us.
那这认识不是在口头概念之内，在灵的深处，在你的整个人格的存在所认识的。
Knowing, understanding Him not only lies in a superficial level, but it is one that is deep in the spirit. 所以
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
So may the Lord bless us.
请唱诗398首。
And let us sing hymn 398.